Death is a magnificent experience. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. Death is a fantastic experience. How many people do you know who died? Well, actually, none. Everybody who's died is no longer here, so you don't know them anymore. Well, how many people do you know who are going to die? Well, you say everybody, because everybody dies. Well, it ain't necessarily so. You know, we can be the greatest, most wonderful, the most charismatic beings on the face of the earth, and still the Grim Reaper comes and takes us away at some unprepared hour. Now, would you like to have Jesus come and take you away? Or would you like to have Jesus come and say, hey, you're only sleeping, arise. Now, this is what he said to Lazarus, and this is what he said to us. He said the things that he did were so nominal that the things we are going to do are so grand and beautiful, he said we cannot even begin to understand it. And he's right. Now, stop and think about it. Pavarotti, one of the world's most beautiful tenor soloists and group singer, the most amazing fellow. Most amazing. He had a charisma that just wouldn't stop. He just smiled and he just did whatever he felt was comfortable to do. But he came up under the traditional church. And in the traditional church it says, you'll have to pay for your sins one day. Well, now, in looking at the life of Pavarotti, can you imagine what his sins were? I'm sure if Pavarotti had sins, the press would have got a hold of them and told us all about it long time ago. And if the press doesn't think that they're sins, you think that God thinks they're sins? My goodness gracious, no. Now, do you think that Pavarotti needed to die with an illness? He could have just went click and stepped aside and gone off to the next dimension singing his heart out, which he probably is doing. Or not probably, he is doing it. He came in this dimension singing his heart out. At the age of 4, he was with his father in church and he heard a singer and he said to his dad, Dad, I'm going to be a singer. And his father says, fine, son. And so he opened his mouth and he wasn't like Mozart with a beautiful thing, music coming out. He just, and his dad said, need a little practice there, son. And so he did. Well, on Pavarotti's, one of his final interviews, he said to the press, he said, well, the cancer that I am experiencing, the pancreas cancer, is just merely the payment that I must make for my sins. And he said, not that he said this was his Bible teachings or this was a church teachings, but we know that's what he learned in church. That's what he learned from his ministers or his priests or wherever he was going and attending his worship activity. Now, why do we have to pay for our sins? What is one of the major teachings of Jesus? Forgive.
Seven times.
Forgive seven times, 70 times, and then more. Whatever is needed. Forgive. Jesus said, I hold nothing against you, neither should you. Now go and sin no more. You see, he didn't tell us that we were bound in concrete to whatever mistakes we might have made, and a sin is a mistake. Whatever mistakes we might have made in the past, and everyone makes big and little mistakes. Now, if we're going to be held bound for them, then we're going to be like Pavarotti. We're going to, when it's time to death, we're going to think we have to have an illness because the illness has to pay for our many sins. And then will we be released? Is any illness enough to release us? Well, I think Pavarotti, if he ever had any sins, he paid for them with the cold that he had occasionally when he was supposed to give a beautiful concert, but he didn't have many of those. because he loved his voice. He loved his body. He loved his world. He loved everyone. And he still loves them. And you and I, we don't need to have illnesses to pay for our sins. Because if that were true, they shouldn't have hospitals. They should send people who are sick to penitentiaries because they're paying for their sins. And that's an interesting observation, isn't it? So be it. Now, we don't want to carry that too far either. The thing is, you don't have to have illnesses. You don't have to have problems. If our every thought is, I'm whole and perfect, I like me, I'm divine order and peace, my every single thought, we do not need to experience illnesses. If we experience illnesses, it's because we have put that thought in our mind, that cause in our mind. Because it's certainly not the teachings of Jesus the Christ, and not the teachings of God Unlimited. It's not the teachings of the University of Healing. It's not the teachings of Herb Byerly. It's not the teachings of anybody here at the university. The teaching here is go and sin no more, if you have made one. Be lifted up. Forgive 7 times 70 times. Do not hold aught against anybody. And Jesus said, if you have aught against your brother, before you go to the temple and pray, go to your brother and say, I forgive you. And then go to the temple and pray. Because you cannot pray to God with unhappiness on your heart or unforgiveness in your heart. So, we can't die with unforgiveness in our heart. So, Mr. Pavarotti, you're forgiven. Now, move to your next dimension and let us hear the reverberations of you on that dimension in this dimension. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, yes.
My goodness. Well, we do. We do. We have them on the internet. We have them on tape. We have them on cassette. We have them on digital. We have them on disc. We have them in the hearts of millions and billions and trillions of people who have not yet even been born, who will listen to the voice of Caruso and Marilanza and Mr. Pavarotti and the other tenors, the other beautiful beings, eternally, because they lift up our heart and take us into heaven where we belong. Have a good day, and remember, there's nothing to forgive. Just live in the awareness that all is good and very good, and you are the center of it. I love you. I love you.
I love you.